stay overnight in a hotel near his office. That means I've got until tomorrow to figure out my next move. Friday. It looks like I have more than I thought. It snowed all night. By the time I woke up this morning, the snow was 3 feet high. They even canceled school. Apparently, we're in the middle of a blizzard. Riley actually called last night to tell me we were supposed to get a ton of snow, but I didn't believe him. Every year around this time, Riley calls to tell me there's a huge snowstorm coming, and he's always wrong. His family taped one of those holiday specials a few years ago, and the night they recorded it a serve weather warning was on the bottom of the screen. So now the weather is a permanent part of the recording. Blizzard alert, 2 to 3 feet on snow accepted. Every time Riley watches the holiday special, he calls me up, tells me it's a blizzard coming. I used to fall for it, but I stopped believing him after he called me in a panic when he watched the special over vacation. So it looks like we're snowed in. Ordinarily, I would be really happy to be stuck in the house because it would give me a good excuse to play Night Critters all day long. But my account is locked, thanks to Manny. A few days ago, Mom decided it would be a good idea to teach Manny how to use the computer. So she let him play on my Net Critters account while I was at school. By the time I got home, Manny traded in everything I've earned in the game for tokens and then blew all of them in the Critters casino. No! And the worst part is that Manny somehow figured out how to change my password, so now I can't even play the game and earn my stuff back. For the past few days, I've been getting email from that person telling me I need to get back on the site, but there's nothing I can do about it. And if something doesn't change soon, I don't think my chihuahua is going to make it to Greg Heffley from that creator's subject, SOS. Dear Gregory, Gregory's little pet friend misses you. Purchase more tokens for your virtual pet before it's too late. This isn't the only password Manny has changed either. He figured out how to mess with the settings on our TV and change the parental lock feature. The parental lock thing is supposed to allow parents to control what their kids can watch, but Manny changed the settings so that only shows we can watch are his favorites. And he won't give up the password no matter how much we try to bribe him. Let's be best friends. Luckily, I can still play video games on the TV, but Mom just got the exercise game and now she spends an hour a day using my system. Keep it up! When it got cold a few weeks ago, Mom said she wanted the whole family to use her exercise game so we'd stay active during the winter. I tried it out, but I don't really like to sweat while I'm playing video games. The problem is the game keeps track of how much you exercise each day, so Mom, on my case, about not using it. But then I figured out how I could use the controller instead of my body, and within a few days, I had all the high scores on the game. You're doing great! When Mom saw my high scores, she took it as a personal challenge to beat me. I feel like I should probably come clean and tell her I cheated, but she's already lost 5 pounds trying to get on the leaderboards. So I think I'll do her a favor and keep my mouth shut. Pants. Mom always says I need to spend less time on the couch and more time being